The weakest sense. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Are you good at distinguishing what is really good in the long term for yourself and what is bad? By nature, we have five senses: to see, to listen, to touch, to smell, and to taste. But our human nature is naturally not good in the sixth sense, to distinguish between what is good and what is evil. On the one hand, the good things that come from God, who gives us strength, who loves us in a warm light, who wants to encourage us even in difficult situations, and even if we have done wrong, he still wants us to do what is good, to go the right way, not to give up, but to always guide us and let us do what is helpful for our lives and for others. And on the other hand, the evil force that either comes in pure hatred and violence or confusing things, to tell what is actually good to be bad and to tell what is actually bad to be good in all kinds of forms, via the news, via the public opinion, via the opinion of other people, and in so many other situations and temptations. So it is good that we practice that sense. Paul writes in the letter to Ephesians, chapter 1, from verse 17 on, he is asking God to give you the Spirit who will make you wise and reveal God to you so that you will know him. I ask that your minds may be open to see his light so that you will know what is the hope to which he has called you, how rich are the wonderful blessings he promises his people, and how great is the power at work in us. This power working in us is the same as the mighty strength which he used when he raised Christ from death and seated him at his right-hand side in the heavenly world. Christ rules there above all heavenly rulers, authorities, powers, and lords. And he has a title superior to all titles of authority in this world and in the next. God put all things under Christ's feet and gave him the church as supreme Lord over all things. Lord, we ask for forgiveness where we do not follow your good light, your good advice of what we should do, where instead we follow the evil paths, where we harm ourselves and harm others, where we give in to temptations and to easy ways instead of listening what is your good way. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. You are the ruler over all. You are also the ruler over all sin and death and hell. And we pray that you fill us with your Holy Spirit to help us to understand and to distinguish between good and bad, to develop that sixth sense that we know what is from you, what is blessed, what will be useful for the future, and by contrast, what will not be useful for the future, what will harm us and will harm others. And so we pray that you help us to do more and more the things that are useful, and that you prepare us for your kingdom, where we praise you forever. Amen.